The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, Adulting with ADHD fam. We're in a bit of a transition right now, closing out the episodes on hormones for now, and entering a new series of episodes on trauma and ADHD. If there are other topics you'd love episodes on, please let me know by emailing me at contact@adultingwithadhd.com. And as always, to access older episodes of the show, please visit patreon.com/adultingwithadhd. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support and happy adulting.
The Adulting with ADHD podcast is not a substitute for medical advice. Please see a medical professional if you think you have ADHD or if you have questions about your current treatment. To support this podcast or to access the podcast archives, visit patreon.com/adultingwithADHD.
This is the Adulting with ADHD podcast, self-empowerment for people with ADHD. Today, I'm excited to have with me Adi Dener. She is co-founder of iFocus, an eye tracking technology that helps patients and patients' parents know if their ADHD treatment is actually working. Welcome to the show, Adi. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me, Sarah.
I'm so happy to have you here. And we've known each other for quite a while now. You were one of my first members in a support group I used to have. And I was just thrilled to hear from you. And I can't wait for you to tell me a bit about this project you're working on. So to start, can you tell the listeners a little bit about you and your background?
Yeah. So I have a PhD in physics. I was doing hardware development and all sorts of interesting technological stuff. I was also diagnosed with ADHD during my PhD. And my son, who's now 13, was diagnosed with ADHD about 3 years ago. And, you know, what caused me to change direction in my career and start my own startup is just the lack of data. We're all in a way running blind when trying to treat our own ADHD or someone else's.
Absolutely. It's so frustrating. I just got back from an appointment with a pediatric behavioralist trying to untangle and tease out all the different things. And it's like, this technology, it sounds like it would be pretty influential on that. How did you fell into this because of your own experiences and your child's experience? Keith, walk us through a little bit of how that's pretty huge to completely switch your career and be a co-founder of a startup. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's super exciting and scary and a roller coaster. But looking for, you know, how do we get data? Because I'm really frustrated with all the misconceptions and misunderstanding about ADHD. And I can say, when I was diagnosed, I kept asking myself, are you really trying enough, right? And I was already in a mostly successful place. So how can we expect our kids to be able to answer that question? Where is enough trying? So I kept looking for data, and I kept looking for solutions. And then when COVID hit, and my son started doing school from, virtually, I realized that one of the reasons the teachers don't know if the kids are falling is because they can't see the kids' eyes. And that got me thinking about how much information is in our eyes. And of course, there is research about it. I wasn't the first one thinking about it. But what I'm trying to do is not to diagnose, because you do need a human in the diagnostic process, but to measure progress. So to measure each person compared to themselves, which is because ADHD is so complex, you have to compare people to themselves. If you try to compare to the general population of people with ADHD, that's very hard.
I don't know if you've ever been put on a waiting list, but therapy is hard to come by these days. If you need therapy and you need someone to talk to, consider BetterHelp. I've been using BetterHelp on and off since the pandemic, and it's honestly been really helpful when I can't reach my normal therapist. To save 10% off your first month, visit BetterHelp.com/ADHD Adulting. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ADHD Adulting.
So what exactly are you measuring?
So I'm looking at the eyes as person is reading.
Okay.
See the different patterns.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about, there's a device, is that correct? Is there a device involved?
You don't need a specific device. You can use your own webcam.
Oh, webcam. Got it. So you're measuring video footage of eye movement. Is that accurate? And how does the AI work into that? I'm very curious about that.
So AI is a nice buzzword, but basically what it says is there's not necessarily a simple equation. And we add this plus that equals that. We're saying it's more complex. And what we do is we let the system learn the differences in the same way that our mind will see. You know, we talk to someone, we know if they're following. We don't need to explain it, but it's hard to put it into an equation. So that's what the AI is trying to do. And to deal with the complexity of ADHD, which, you know, we all know is more than one thing, and it's not always the same thing, and it's different for different people.
Yeah, absolutely. So where are you at on getting this technology out to the community? Where I know you've been in the process of getting the word out, is that right?
Yeah, so what's been amazing is, you know, I don't come from the medical community, but the responses from researchers and clinicians have been overwhelming, exciting. You know, I've been told this is the best thing I've seen in 30 years. I've been told every one of my patients can have this. I've been told groundbreaking. I have to say I'm in awe from these responses. The challenge is, of course, to get funding because these are not the same communities. But yeah. I have to say, it made me very happy to see how open many of the clinicians and researchers are to hear a different approach that haven't been there yet, because this is a real pain point that has been frustrating many people.
Absolutely. And if we want to keep up with the progress of this, how do we stay in touch with you online?
So I have a website, which is ifocustest.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my email is d@ifocustest.com. So pretty straightforward.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today. Was there anything else you wanted to share? Did you have anything I left out?
Happy to hear from people in the community and answer questions. So feel free to reach out. There is a way through the website or directly in the email, and I try to respond to everyone. And let me know if you want to join. We'll have some data collections starting up very soon. Even if you just shoot me an email, this is important for me because of this. That's important for me, and I many times show that without a name to investors, so they know there is real need from real people, and not only my friends.
Awesome. Yeah, we will activate and get the word out.
And I have to say, this is amazing having a community around women with ADHD. Is really amazing. And we are a very feminine startup. So we're two co-founders, both women, actually my sister is my co-founder, which is great.
Oh, how cool. Yeah.
We also have 4 female advisors, all amazing women, very accomplished. So we have a great team that I really enjoy.
That's super exciting. That makes me even more excited talking about this. Thank you so much, Heidi.
Bye-bye.